There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Morning, folks. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon on these radio stations. Derek Lee, folks who tune in at 11 o'clock, this will be your first experience finding out about Derek Lee's amazing products at brainhealthformulas.com. We missed you, of course, last week. You're back this week. And in the meantime, while you were gone, we got an email here at the station that was addressed to you. You've been on so many times, I guess they think you work here. So I'm going to read it. Hi, Derek. Say hi.
Oh, hello, John.
No, it's this is from Pat M. Okay, hi, Derek. I'm writing to give you an update on my daughter-in-law who has had ALS for the past 4 years. ALS is?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay. She has been bedridden and unable to move for the last 2 years. She's been taking Restore, your product, your main product.
That's right? Correct. Yep.
Your main product. We're going to talk about that. She's been taking Restore for 7 weeks and, oh my gosh.
The gut health formula.
Mancia.
Yep.
Why do you come up with these names?
Not my name. I didn't name that. That was actually a provided name, John. That was not my doing.
Can't you give it a catchy name?
Gut health.
That's okay. let me repeat this. She has been taking Restore for 7 weeks and Akkermansia for 3 weeks. Her attitude has improved. She is more alert and cooperative and is now able to smile and laugh. To top it off, her husband and caregivers have noticed she can fractionally move her head to indicate no. This is a person with ALS for the past 4 years. Back to the email. These are major changes that we can see in her. We are so excited and expect further progress. Derek, thank you so much for your products and your help. And that's Pat M. writing here. Quite a fan letter, my friend.
It is. You know why that's significant, John?
Why?
There's never in human history have there ever been a reversal of ALS, of any symptoms, ever. Once people get ALS, it's only downhill or a plateau, and then it gets worse. This is the first time anyone has ever improved.
Yeah, it's like MS, like
it's
my brother.
Worse.
Had. Yeah.
Because this lady is completely...
Well, MS takes a long time.
Right.
ALS probably is.
This lady is completely immobile. She cannot move. I mean, she's on a feeding tube, completely immobilized for 2 years, and now all of a sudden she can start to move and at least emit emotion.
Now, we've heard a lot about Restore, but I don't think we touched on the fact that it affects attitude. How is that? I guess when your body gets better, you feel better, right?
That's the theory. That all starts in the brain.
Right. And that's what Restore targets.
That's right.
But now, a lot of folks haven't heard you before because you used to be on a lot earlier.
Yep.
So tell us about yourself and about Restore, the product.
My name is Derek Lee. I'm the founder of a company called Brain Health Formulas. The Brain Health Formulas came about. I was diagnosed with 13 autoimmune disorders, including blood polycythemia, which is a blood disorder. I was diagnosed with all those within a 4-year time frame. Towards the end of this is all starting in 2015, maybe somewhere around there. And in 2019, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in January, cerebral palsy after that. I was diagnosed with ALS. And in December of 2019, I was diagnosed with fully engaged dementia. I mean, from the place of having keys in my hand to the door, appropriate key, by the way, and a door in front of me, and I could not figure out how to put the key into the lock to unlock the door. I would get lost in grocery stores. I'd go out, kind of panic, abandon the grocery cart, walk outside, and then I couldn't remember how I got there or what vehicle I drove. And then once I did find my vehicle, just wandering through the parking lot, you know, hitting the button, trying to find out which car gets alerted, I didn't know where I came from.
You know, I gotta say, I had this feeling just once. I know what you're talking about. I don't have an illness like this, but my hit and run crash, drunk driver smashed into me at 3 a.m. on my way to Channel 2 and took off. And my vehicle was a total loss, and I was so shook up that I was out for 30 seconds. But then I pulled out my phone to call police, and I could not dial 911. It just wouldn't do it. I just was unable to dial 911, to push 3 buttons. And so I get the sense of what you're talking about, although mine is totally different. But this is how terrible something like this is to happen to you.
And that lasted for 30 seconds, John. Imagine what it'd be like by going on years.
Yeah.
And so
you didn't the doctors help you?
Doctors prescribed me medications that would stimulate my brain, but it got to the place of that would last for a couple hours, and then they would crash. And so when you work with stimulants do that. They activate, and then they crash. They stimulate, and then it crashes. So there's a negative effect. It's charged, and then there's a negative consequence. Consequence probably isn't the best word, but there's a positive, and then there's a negative to rebalance out the average.
Right.
And so that's what a lot of pharmaceuticals do. They are stimulant-based, or they provide enough information or data to the body and to the brain to recognize that it might not be that big of a problem until it wears off, and then it becomes a big problem again. That's the summarization of how most pharmaceuticals work. No pharmaceutical actually is designed to heal.
True.
They just suppress symptoms,
right, which can be bad. You don't want to suppress some systems.
And so the Restore formula that I developed, I developed it in 2019 while being diagnosed with all these disorders, because what I recognized was that they all are related to the brain. And so if anyone has Googled how to heal the brain, the response from Google is you kind of get laughed at by Google. It sounds funny, but try it. And then so what I recognized is the base component of a human is chains of amino acids. So we are all composed of varying chains, varying lengths of amino acids. And I'm like, okay, then I have to figure out how to develop an amino acid complex that can repair my brain. And so that's what I did. I studied and researched. I couldn't remember anything. So
are you a chemist?
Not a chemist. I'm just someone who understands how things work. I approach things from a logical place. I approach things from how I feel when I try things. Mm-hmm. And so what this did, so
And amino acids are not as dangerous as drugs in pharmaceuticals.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so they can be, Ozempic is a chain of amino acids. Everything comes back to
a
chain.
But that's a pharmaceutical. There's some drug in there though, right?
Well, is there?
Why else would you need a prescription for it?
That's a good point, John. Just because it's phrased a drug does not mean it's all chemical based.
Okay.
So there's numerous drugs that are not chemical based. They've classified drugs as natural bacteria can be classified as a drug also, which is kind of disturbing because it doesn't have to be classified that way. But since they got FDA approval, it's classified as a drug, even though it's available.
How do you get around that? Because you don't need prescriptions to get your products.
That's correct. Because it's all composed from natural ingredients, then we can sell it as a supplement. Even though we are technically a biotech company, biotech stands for biological technology. I've reversed 13 autoimmune disorders with Restore. Is based in all my products are based in the amino acid complex, how the amino acid complex affects the brain, how the amino acid complex affects it balances out the immune system, it improves the nervous system, and it does this not by stimulation, it does this by activation. So it works with the body, and the more that we can provide the activation, the more the body recognizes how we're supposed to function. So if it functions off of what's natural to us, it can help us repair ourselves versus having a stimulating effect. So it For some people who take Restore, it provides a large amount of energy. And for some people don't notice anything. In order to have a long beneficial effect, because this is working on a cellular level, mm-hmm. in order to for those the benefits on a cellular level to take place, it has to be taken for a long term, because to work on cellular regeneration right. on a cell level, we can't even see that. Most microscopes can't even see that. And so it just takes time. And so, I mean, we have reversed ALS symptoms. And this happened in a relatively short amount of time frame, but how many people out there could recognize being able to move their head a quarter inch variance from what was to what is? So what this communicates is this individual, since they're immobile, they've had a significant shift. But this is the shift that all of us experience at all points in time when you're taking our products. Well, a lot of times we don't recognize the simplicity of it.
Sure.
But it continually compounds the benefits the longer we take it.
And I have to remind folks, the best testimonial is for me. Yes. Starting in January, I started taking Restore. Was it January?
Yeah.
Okay. Before then, everybody will say, my wife will say, Craig in Carson City will say that as a talk show host, I sucked. I mean, no, I was bad. I was right, Craig?
He couldn't remember how old he was. He thought he was older than he was. And I'm not kidding. He did it. He actually said it on air.
I sucked even before then. Channel 2 thought I was just a silly old man, and they showed me the door. So I started taking Restore, and now I'm a know-it-all motor mouth. Thank you, Derek Lee.
Thank you, John. This has been so much fun.
I'm more obnoxious. No, I'm not. I get along better with her at home, and I can think of a million things to say on this radio show. I could do a six-hour talk show. I'm serious. My brain is like popping. It's on fire.
John, one thing I want to point out is see how much you laugh now?
Okay.
That's emotional stability. That's an emotional maturity. And well, these are some of the benefits that Restore provides.
Boy, they never used the word maturity with my name before. That's
first time for everything, John. Emotional maturity, John Potter, everybody. Give him a big round.
I feel great, and my mind is happy. Thank you, Derek Lee. Okay, 884-9910 is the number. If you have a medical question, maybe Derek has a product for you. 884-9910. We'll be happy to take your call. One more segment with Derek up next after the break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1119.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Segment, that letter we read in the beginning of your segment, last segment, from Pat M. If you had any doubts that we kind of phonied that up, well, Pat M. is on the phone right now. She's calling from Gardnerville. So I'll leave you two alone. Go ahead and chat. Hi, Pat M. I'm glad you called.
Hi, Pat.
Hello. I am so excited that my daughter-in-law is making progress, and I need to thank Derek for, you know, all of his help and all of the resources and knowledge that he has. And there's one thing I'd like to tell everybody that has a loved one on a feeding tube. You can request organic feeding tube material, and that will take out some of the toxins that the person is receiving. So I think that
otherwise
has
it's what? Too. Some plastic or something? Yeah.
otherwise, you just get, you know, your whatever normal everyday food you're getting out of the grocery store. Instead of it being organic, it's full of toxins and pesticides. So if you request a feeding tube food to be organic, it's a help to the person that's ill.
Pat, the letter, it doesn't give your daughter-in-law's age. Your daughter-in-law, who has had ALS for the past 4 years, how old is she?
She's 66.
66, okay. How did you find this product, Restore?
I was listening to your program, John.
Oh,
and I heard Derek one day, and I said, okay, we need to try this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how I found you.
Yeah. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Did you have any questions for Derek, Pat?
No, not this morning.
Things are going well.
I send them. Thank you, John.
All right, Pat. Pat, thank you so much for calling and writing, too. Have a great day. Well, wow. Satisfied customer. That's very nice. Besides ALS, let's tackle something else that people has worked exceedingly well for people who have taken it. Besides Restore, what do you get the most good vibe about?
Fat Buster. Fat Buster's a big one. The Gut Health Formula is a big one. The Fat Buster, we've had numerous people come in for cholesterol. Fat Buster has been able to reduce people's cholesterol beyond what statins can do.
I like how you admit to trying to copy Ozempic, but using a natural amino acid approach. That is fascinating to me, and it's worked so well, apparently. Let's go to the phones again. Leo is from Santa Rosa, California, and has a question for Derek. Hey, Leo, thanks for calling. I'm glad you called.
Thank you, sir. I had a question for Mr. Lee. Where are the source ingredients come from? Are they U.S.? Are they India? Are they China? Where does the amino acid and all the goodies for Restore come from?
Thank you for the question, Leo. We source a lot of our ingredients from the United States. We buy all of our ingredients from global sources. Whatever we find to be the cleanest source of ingredients, we've bought from Canada. We've bought ingredients from Russia. We buy ingredients from India. Some of the ingredients we use only come from India. We buy from Japan. We bought from Taiwan. We bought from Thailand. We bought from Europe. We buy from Switzerland, Norway. We buy wherever we can find the best ingredients possible.
Wonderful. Fantastic. I appreciate the information.
Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, if you're new to this, his website is brainhealthformulas.com, and you can order the products directly from there. Or you can go to Derek's place in Minden.
That's correct.
And what's the address there, Derek?
2222 Park Place, Suite 3A. You can always call if you get lost. Some can be challenging to find. My phone number is 775-634-7789. And I just started becoming active on Facebook as well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a wormhole of information. So I have three Facebook pages: Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas, and Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. I update whenever I'm going to be on John Potter's show.
Why three?
Well, it's an evolution, John. I started with Brain Health Formulas, but what I recognized once I signed up for Facebook that is you can't find people on Facebook through a company. You can only find it through yourself. And so that's how you start friending people, is through a personal account and get it to bleed over into the company account. And so it's been a big learning experience. I'm a week and a half into this, and it's a lot of things to do. We do have videos on there. We've been doing interviews with outside Lake Tahoe TV, and we try to post as many of those things as possible. So we're going to be doing a YouTube channel shortly. Hopefully we're going to start that this week. So to get more and more information.
We knew you when. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'm going to do something that's unsolicited right now. Derek doesn't know this, but I was one of the purchasers of the Fat Burner product, and I absolutely love it. It's got some carryover into the Restore vein, I can tell, with my brain as well. So I know that I've lost 2 inches since I started the product about, let's see, a month ago. So
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. That's great, Greg. Craig, I got to weigh myself. I do. Because I started on Fat Burner about a month ago. I got a big belly. Oh, my God.
It's not that big, John.
Oh, my God.
You're doing great.
Okay. She's such a great cook. Derek Lee, thank you. BrainHealthFormulas.com. And we hope to see you again, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.
All right. I'm going to break for Fox News. Be back in a few minutes. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1129.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon. 884-9910. You, I would be, I'd be grateful for your call. Let's go to John in Minden. John calling in about, of all things, the Thunderbird Lounge or Lodge? Hey, John,
Lodge.
Good morning.
The Thunderbird Lodge.
What's going on at Thunderbird Lodge?
Well, our season has just begun, and I am a volunteer docent there for the last 8 years. I live down in Minden, and as I talk to people around Reno and Minden, most people have never heard of it or never been there, but I think it's the most interesting historical thing in Lake Tahoe, and I've been all around the lake up there. But this gentleman, a wealthy son of a family from San Francisco, came to Tahoe in the early 1930s, ended up buying 27.1 miles of shoreline and 47,000 acres up over the Carson Pass. And he built they call it a lodge, it's actually a compound, all natural materials. And it's owned now by the Thunderbird Preservation Society, which is a nonprofit 503C. And I'm one of 40 plus volunteers. As I talk to people around Reno and the Valley, no one's either heard of it or hasn't been there. And we have guests from all over the world, all over the country. I had two women yesterday from England in my tour. And it is just an amazing piece of Tahoe. It's a lodge. Have you been there?
I've been there twice. I don't know if they still do. They still do that boat tour that goes to it. And that nice boat. It was a beautiful boat. I've been there twice. And the Thunderbird Lodge is more like a castle, to be honest with you. But the stories out of this place, from what I learned, and I think we had a tour guide once, like you said, this a wealthy man there. He was living alone back in the day, 1930s. And when he felt like having some people over for cards and drinks, he would turn on this big, big light on top of the castle. And that was the signal that people could see all around the lake. If the light was on, they were invited to go to his lodge and play cards and drink. But if they had too much to drink, or they were being unruly, if they were somehow offending the host in some way, this gentleman had a basement dungeon with jail cells. I mean, the real deal. These are real jail dungeon cells, and he would have his butler grab the guy or woman, and they would drag the unruly person who drank too much, put him in the cell, and they let him out the next morning. This is all true, right?
Yes, all true. In fact, in that cell, as the story goes, George Whittell had a African lion, full-grown African lion. And in that cell, they might wake up the next morning being licked sober by the lion. he had this lion for 25 years. And we also had, now you've been on the boat tour over to the Thunderbird, but the Thunderbird Lodge also has his original yacht completed in 1940, so it's 84 years old. It's 55 feet long, 8.5 feet wide, and in a 100-foot boathouse there. And when George Whittell died, or before he died, Bill Hara bought it, and he put in two Allison V-12 mm-hmm. aircraft engines, 1,150 horsepower each. The yacht is still there. It does go out on tours, but it's not inexpensive. But you did the tour from over to the lodge. But
what were the big engines for, John?
Because Bill Hare likes speed.
Okay.
Simple as that.
I gotcha. I saw his super souped up SUV in the auto museum, and this thing's from like 1950. And this guy, wow, it was like the Jetsons seeing that. I got to run on this call, but tell us what hours and when people can go.
Thunderbird, Todd, thunderbirdlodge.org, and it gives all the details.
All right, sir. I got to see it again. I really got to go there. Thank you, John.
You let me know. I'll arrange a tour. Let me know. I'll arrange a tour for you.
Oh, great, John. Thank you so much. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, thank you for calling. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Good morning, John. Thank you for taking my call. Say, I'm calling to respond to Trista Gomez's what I would call mischaracterizations of Commissioner Andriola's record, her voting record, conservative bona fides.
Trista Gomez is running for Washoe County Commission District 4, which covers Sparks, Spanish Springs, and Hidden Valley. We have no Democrats in this race, so whoever wins the Republican primary is going to take that seat. And we have, four candidates here, right? Or is it three? Let me see here.
I think there's six, aren't there?
Six? Oh, my gosh. Are you affiliated with one of the candidates? I guess Ms. Andriola, aren't you?
I am a constituent in District 4.
Okay. And
I am in her district. I do support Commissioner Andriola. And specific to a point made, I was present at the conversation on May 2nd at the VFW post at the the senior citizen event where the candidates made their presentations and talked to voters and that sort of thing.
Right.
And what's unfortunate is to mischaracterize Commissioner Andriola as not being receptive or being standoffish or not listening to constituents. In my experience and in other people's experience, and I'm only going to speak for myself, that could not be farther from the truth. I found her to be honest, transparent, and I'm able to communicate with her and express my concerns about particular issues that are coming up on the commission agenda. And she's placed votes that I didn't agree with. And when I call Congressman Amadei, my elected representatives respond to my thoughtful, respectful queries about their lines of reasoning for their votes. And I have an understanding that elected representatives have a responsibility to elect the constituents at large in District 4 in particular, which means that there's Republicans, independents, progressives, liberals, moderates, and everybody has a stake in what their representative votes upon. And it's been my experience and I watch these commission meetings from home. So I follow the agendas, I follow the votes, I follow the lines of questioning. I'm aware of what public comment is presented. And I do get that there are many, many citizens who are very disheartened and frightened about the condition of our country, the condition of our economy. And I think fear drives people to behave in unfortunate ways. But my experience, and go ahead.
No, I respect your opinion on this and your insight into this. You watch these meetings, you sound very into it. I did check. We have four candidates here. There's Clara Andriola, Tracy Hilton Thomas, Mark Lawson, and Trista Gomez, who you say is controversial or confrontational, I'm sorry. But she was very, very sweet here when she came by the station, and I really appreciate her. I'm sorry, I really appreciate her making the effort to come out here and talk about that.
So that's great.
Clara, we'd like to have Clara too. So if you can get the word out, that'd be great. But I appreciate your call, Cindy.
I did not use the word confrontational. I did not say that. You said that word. That was not what I said.
Craig, get me in trouble. Craig wrote that. Craig wrote that on the call screener. I'm sorry. What was the word you wanted to use? Controversial? Is that what you wanted to say?
I was mischaracterizations of the allegations against Commissioner Andriola, which are unfortunate.
Now he's correcting himself on the screener. Oh, my gosh. Cindy, thank you for calling.
Voters want to get the truth about Clara.com, mm-hmm. and you can find the details about Commissioner Andriola's record. You don't have to take what you're receiving in the mail from a dark pack. You don't have to take the word of somebody making unsubstantiated allegations and mischaracterizations mm-hmm. where Commissioner Andriola is not afforded the opportunity to respond and defend herself. Okay. You can call her. You can go to the website.
Well, tell her we'd like to have her on. Okay.
Thanks,
thank you so much, Cindy. I appreciate your call. Always good to hear from somebody who's really into what our commissioners are doing. And that's a gift, you know. I wish so many more citizens could take the time and do that. Some are unable to. All right, one more segment here. 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local. We'll be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1146.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
John Potter here, live and local. We had somebody call in and ask exactly what are the borders of Senate District number 15, because we had Sharon Engel here representing. That's the one thing I didn't write down. Craig found out the information, and what is that, Craig?
It goes north through Raleigh Heights, stops, doesn't cover all of Stead, maybe some of it. Goes to the south, down past McCarran, over Golden Valley and Sun Valley, ending on the what looks like Pyramid Way. And to the west, it looks like it does cover Mogul, but stops before hitting Verdi.
How do they come up with these crazy, wacky borders?
John, I did this one time. There was actually when they went through the redistricting back after the census was released in 2001, 2002, there was an app where the city, or a website where the city of Reno put up to help them decide where the redistricting was. And it took all the information, you highlighted the areas, and you had to come up with a certain number or within a certain range of numbers of residents in that area, in what your plan was. And it was for your district. So it was very like interesting. It was fun.
That sounds like a lot of gobbledygook.
Yeah, yeah. For a man who doesn't understand how the internet works, John, yes, it is gobbledygook. Like,
all right,
like you said.
Okay. Well, so we got some texts, huh?
Yeah, that was one of the texts. One of the other texts that came in is someone who said, I volunteered and worked for Sharon Engel's campaign when she ran for U.S. Senate against Harry Reid. I did not think very much of her campaign manager at all. I thought he was lukewarm and very poor quality. Close race, but the people of Nevada voted or spoke, and they preferred Reid. 10,000 dead people can't be wrong.
I didn't want to corner her on that. Listen, I was just being honest that 2010 election broke my heart so much. She really spoke to me when she was out there. She made some bold statements, and she was correct about Nevada is not really a low-tax state anymore. And she was right. But that campaign manager, I don't know if it was a campaign manager. I don't think it was. I think it was the Republican Party. The National Republican Party, this was a high-stake race fighting or trying to get Harry Reid out of office. And so they took over the campaign, and suddenly she was inaccessible, and that never works out.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get the interviews that we wanted, and I had her home phone number, and I called her at home trying to get the interview. But the Republicans killed it for her, yeah. And I'll never forgive the party for that.
right. We got another text in during the first hour, at the end of the first hour, and I just now saw it. It says, good morning, John. Could you please talk about the neglected stretches of Kitsky Lane? So sad to see that every day. No sidewalks and lined with trash. Why?
Oh, is this the stretch from Mill to Plum? When I think trash, that's what I think of. Yeah, that's somehow that stretch just escaped the notice of the city zoning people. How is that? Because you look at these homes, they violate every rule. I'll tell you one, all the sheds that, well, not all, but a lot of backyards have sheds that are right up against the fence, and you can't do that. You can't, you have to have like, 5 or 8 feet difference between your shed and the fence that goes to your neighbor, especially. But they're all crammed in there like they're in Mexico. I don't know. No, that's not a slur. And the trash, yes, because I'm a walker. I walk all the time. And there's tons of trash on that stretch of Kitsky, and there's tons of trash on West 4th going toward downtown right from McCarran. Look down to where the tracks are, and the hillside is just covered with garbage and trash. And I don't know how that's possible. Another mystery to me, behind the Peppermill. Peppermill's a fancy, high-class place, and these people are going to their suites at the Peppermill, and they look out the window, and what do they see toward the apartments but just a whole stretch, just littered. It was so bad that somebody on Nextdoor.com got people together to go out and clean it if the city wasn't going to do it. A lot of it was left behind by homeless. A lot of homeless down there with their broken down RVs and such parking there behind the Peppermill, our high class 5-star casino restaurant. And that was right across the street from it, toward the apartments, toward Virginia Lake. So you got me going on a rant again, boy, that bugs me. Yeah. Is that it, Craig?
That's all for text messages. Yes.
All right. Very good. Thanks, folks, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And when I'm not working, I mean, I wish I was working more. This is the highlight of my week, of course. But I enjoy and I love meeting people. If you see me out there in public, feel free to say hi. It'll be a delight and honor to meet you if I have the chance. And I enjoy hearing, because people bring it up all the time, I enjoy hearing about all the things I said on the air at Channel 2 over 20 years, even though I think a lot of these things are exaggerated. I have no memory at all of saying some of the things that people think I said, or it could be the age thing, I don't know. But those were good times, and I've always believed the later senior years of life are meant to be much better than your youth. There are the rose-colored glasses where we all accentuate and glorify our past so much so that it can bear no resemblance of reality. But in the early years of life, when we're all finding out how to live it through trial and error, the senior years are all about enjoying it. We know by now how to do it, and there's nothing left, right, but to relax and having a great time with it. What's the saying? The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life at the end is to give it away. Money is tighter than you thought it would be, but another piece of wisdom I picked up. Money really has no relation to peace and happiness, and I mean it. My second happiest time period were the hungry years, when I was living in a decrepit rooming house in my college town with a hot plate and a refrigerator in the hallway that had all of us poor folks, we had to share it, while I brought home $120 a week working at a radio station. And I loved every minute of it. Now, don't get any ideas, boss. Don't cut my pay. But at any rate, I wish I were better at expressing my gratitude for you folks and expressing the fact that I view moments like those in almost a sacred way. I walked out last night from that restaurant we went to after meeting some big fans with my spirits high. I walked out blessed and refreshed, and I was also blessed hearing the stories from people about the lives that they have lived. And as you hear the stories, and this is what I loved most about being a reporter, as you hear their stories and accomplishments, you are strengthened and inspired by who they are. And I'm talking to you directly about who you are. And hopefully I'll have another great experience like that sometime soon. So this is my fun time coming here, despite Craig, okay? Yeah, Craig's going. But I love coming here. And I'll be doing the news and the traffic Monday morning from Carson City, right?
Oh,
haven't been fired
really?
Yet. Okay.
Stop that. No, we enjoy having you down here.
And you get off that restore because it's turning you into a smart aleck.
Wait, all turning right? me into? I thought I already was.
All right. Got to go, folks. It was a pleasure. Feel free to email. Always happy to see your emails through the KKFT system. Or my personal email is easy, renoman47@yahoo.com. Facebook page, too. Just look for John Potter. Not the KTVN John Potter. They blocked me from it. Can't get into it. Wish I could. But I love the communication between you and I. We'll do it again next Saturday. Have a great weekend.